Wisconsin has lost 63,000 jobs since 2001, many of them in manufacturing. Briggs & Stratton used to be one of the state's top manufacturing employers. It now ranks 77th. The job situation for General Motors is similar. Only the Kohler Company has held steady in the last 8 years. UW-Madison business professor Andrew Policano says the median labor groups frequently blame outsourcing, but he estimates that accounts for only a third of lost manufacturing jobs. While manufacturing may continue to decline, the healthcare industry is growing. It's expected to provide the most jobs over the next 6 years. Speaking at a business seminar in Madison, Policano says the expansion of the healthcare industry is no mystery.
Primarily due to the aging population. If you look at the demographics, we have this entire shifting to retired individuals who usually have more time to focus on their health care and furthermore need more health care.
The increasing demand for medical care means more jobs for those providing it. But the high cost of health care can reduce employment in other industries. Wisconsin has the most expensive health care in the Midwest. Policano says that's a detriment to companies which pay all or a portion of employee benefits. Another negative, he says, is Wisconsin's tax ranking. We're 7th for state and local taxes. On the other hand, corporate taxes are relatively low. Wisconsin ranks 26th. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.